bearing fruit. Let's read from Mark 4. Did I assign that to anyone?
Yes, 13. When Jesus said to them, "If you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables?" The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things. So no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as they had been planted.
Thank you. So of these seeds, which of them produced fruit?
Seed that fell on good soil.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. The seed that fell on good soil. Did any of the other seeds produce fruit? No. No, they did not. Only the one that fell on the good soil. Andy, please read John 15.
All right. John 15, 5 through 8. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified. You bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
Amen. So we see there's a parallel here. The seed that falls on good soil produces fruit. Those who remain in Jesus will produce fruit. It's all about, you know, the first section of John 15. It says it all throughout those first verses and further. So to be the seed that fell on good soil, we need to remain in Christ. So those three activities that we just listened, that we just mentioned, this spending alone with Jesus, spending time in the Word, spending time in fellowship, is good soil. And, you know, if you take a plant out of the ground, it doesn't take long before it starts to wither, before it, you know, starts to die. So that's the same with us. I'm wholeheartedly believe that if we're not in the Word, if we're not doing these three activities, spending time in the presence of Jesus, that we begin to wither spiritually. And that's where people learn the back. That points back to what I talked about, conventional ways of seeking ministry positions. If you're not a disciple first, you're doomed to fail. So any given person in any given ministry is always a disciple first, or else bad things will happen. So discipleship is anybody's foundation. Discipleship comes first before service. And we see that with the disciples. They had opportunities for service. Jesus sent them out. But it wasn't before they spent time with Jesus. And they continued spending those 3 years with Jesus in his presence, learning about what he taught, just spending time with him and fellowship. All three of those elements were part of the disciples, and they were prepared for the day of Pentecost, for the Spirit to enter into them. They were prepared for that. So we're all preparing for something. Even in our dying breath, we're being prepared to be with Jesus and for the afterlife. We're always in preparation for something.